Dissentelcast.
What if you're in a wheelchair?
Do ghosts need wheelchairs?
I don't know. Hello and welcome to episode Sweet 16. And typically this is the part where I would look to Mare and look for some kind of enthusiasm or encouragement. But I'm not going to, because okay. Did you see that person made fun of me on Twitter?
No, they didn't make fun of you, did they?
Yeah, basically my formula every single time is to say, hello, welcome to Kiss and Tell Cast. This is episode X. Yeah. Mare, what do you think about that? And then Mare says, yeah.
That sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And I think it's time to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
I think you need to shake it up.
What are we going
to
do instead?
I don't know. What's... I already did it. We're done already. Yeah. You don't care either way.
No.
I will tell you, I was excited to have a special guest, but that guest doesn't really understand the significance of Sweet 16 and wants to be on the Sweet 17.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's... So we may have a guest next week.
Maybe.
Okay. But here we are on our very special Sweet 16, 16 candles. And it's got me thinking about life. It's got me thinking about us as podcasters, about our show.
I'm thinking about Molly Ringwald.
Mari's thinking about Molly Ringwald. And I was thinking about our show a lot last night. And one of the big reasons was I went and saw David Sedaris speak.
Oh, really?
And he was amazing.
Yeah.
And he's just so funny. And one of the things I've been thinking about the show, you know, you get a lot of people that... It's hard, Mari. We try to please everybody. Some people love the advice kind of stuff, which, you know, we never set out to do that. But people keep writing in for love advice, and we try to be helpful.
Very specifically.
And then, you know, we also try to be funny with our ridiculous secrets. And it's tricky balance.
Yeah.
We try to be sincere and helpful, and we try to be funny. And I was thinking that maybe it's just too difficult. And then I saw David Sedaris just do it effortlessly, and it made me so upset at him.
Yeah.
He's so good at being sincere and funny.
Well, maybe we should talk like him.
Is that what... Do you want to try? Try it.
What should I say?
I don't know. Do you know how to talk? You know, you feel like you got to...
He talks like... He has a lisp.
He's a tiny man.
He talks... I can't do it.
He's really great.
No, he's amazing.
Yeah, and so I saw that, and it sort of made me feel like I was not very good.
He's got a lot of experience.
He does. He speaks a lot and he writes a lot. And he's 50. He's got some years on us.
Well, I meant talking experience, but it mostly meant like world experience.
World experience. He's on a 38 shows in 39 days right now.
It's a lot.
Crazy.
I feel like he comes here every year.
I know. He's good. He's really good. I saw the guys from Radiolab last month, I think, and they were also way too good. Hate these guys. Why are they so good?
Radiolab, that's, what is that?
That's the WNYC, it's my favorite show. WNYC, they...
That's that guy with that face, right? He did that dance everybody likes.
Yeah. No, what?
They have that album in rainbows.
Yeah, that's a different one. Okay. That's different. So, in an effort to make our show a little better, we're going to shake things up a little bit. We're going to take the Corey Schmitz Memorial Feedback, and we're going to
throw it out.
We're going to throw it right out. No, we're going to just set it aside. We're going to, for all you new listeners... Well, the plan was to just, you know, jump right into secrets, but I've already rambled on.
So,
crap. Well, the point is, people write in their secrets and we talk about them. It's as simple as that. There's no other rules. If you want advice, you can try to ask for it. We may or may not give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just tell us something weird, if like you're a real creepo, we'll talk about that too. It's totally fine. That's the only rule is send us your secrets. That's it. It's so easy. Mari, let's have some secrets.
Okay. I really want to have anal sex with my girlfriend. I'm a bit apprehensive about how to approach it, though. Not because I'm afraid to ask her, but because I want it to be a complete surprise to her. How is the best way to go about this? Is there a good sleight of hand technique I could easily make this happen?
So in the world, there are people... Mari, you're a person that doesn't really like presents.
No,
you don't
I hate
really
presents.
Like surprises like that. No.
Nope.
So... Is this the kind of surprise you would like to have?
I don't think so. This is, I mean, part of why I don't like presents is because it's basically money and, you know, you're kind of expecting something. Oh, I feel like the other person is expecting something back.
Okay, but in this scenario,
is not a good surprise.
This is not well. Okay, I don't know what to say. A good sleight of hand technique.
That's like a disappearing quarter kind of thing.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of, you know, there's, I think I just saw an artist whose art installation was that he dressed himself as an easy chair and his erect penis was sticking out of the seat. So I think that's
you know, gross. Wait,
it's just a little
where
weird.
Did you see this?
It was some artist was, that was his installation. You couldn't where? See anything about, I,
why?
I don't know. Big Mari, you why just would don't you understand do that, art. Scott?
Why would you hide in a chair?
Art. It's called art, Mari. So if you want to do that, I mean, maybe you could surprise her that way.
I guess the easy chair thing is probably your best bet.
Maybe. Or, you know, maybe you need to ask a professional. And by professional, I mean butt guy. Because he did it. And it just, he worked his way down there. It was just a finger.
That was a
case,
sleight of hand, wasn't
but
it?
It was a little sleight of hand. It was slipped. I think you're going to have to approach it. This isn't somewhere that like jumping out and saying surprise is a good way to go.
Yeah.
And or particularly, I mean, I would hope that at least you try it while you're having sex, because if she's, I don't know, washing dishes or doing her taxes or something and you sneak up and try this, I don't think she's going to receive it very well.
That's a complete surprise.
A complete surprise to her.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think.
Don't do this. Don't.
I wonder why is it so important that it's a surprise, Murray?
Maybe he just really likes surprises. He wants it to be special.
Is that what it
maybe
is?
Maybe he's insane. In my mind, he's a clown.
He's a clown. So for some reason, I don't know. I get the imagery in my head gets a little mixed up and confused because I start to think of it in terms of maybe like a surprise party.
Okay.
Which is typically, you know, when you have a secret and a surprise, you don't want someone to know it's like a surprise party.
Right. But people, you know, if it's their birthday, they kind of know it's coming.
That's why it's always a poor choice to give someone a surprise party on their birthday.
Right.
Because they're going to see
it. Well, but like around that week, maybe.
No, I think you want to be several months out at least.
Scott, surprise.
Surprise. All right. You remembered. Yeah. You remembered after
this is
all.
Your birthday party.
Oh, my.
Everyone's here.
Oh, I thought you forgot.
Nope.
Thank you so much. Well, okay. I guess the point I'm trying to make is surprise party is a successful formula for a surprise. So maybe there's some, we can draw some tips from that. So first tip, you're going to want to get all your friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your friends, her friends, friends from work, friends from, you know, the gym or, okay.
Grammy and Grampy.
Grammy and Grampy. You got them all there.
Yeah.
Second one, you guys are milling about, you're having a good time. When you've got someone on the lookout, when she approaches, turn on the lights. Pitch black. She steps into a pitch black room. Maybe you're all in bed. Like she goes to the bathroom and put on her pajamas or something. And then she comes, you know, the lights are out and she comes out. And then you don't seem like you're buying it, Mari.
No.
This is a good.
No.
Can you think of any circumstances under which this is a good idea?
No, I can't. Unless she wants this.
And she doesn't know how to ask.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like she does.
Yeah, I think we've been over this, I feel like. I feel like we've talked about. We gave the girl who wanted to peg her boyfriend advice. Maybe you should go back and find that episode.
Yeah.
I think you can't. This is not a good surprise.
No.
No.
Why would you? No.
It doesn't make sense. No. Send her, maybe write a card or something.
A card?
No, just do the butt guy thing. Just casually go. Come on.
No.
What are you thinking? No, just if you're going to try it, just start with a finger, see what she's into, and then see where it goes from there.
I feel like you can just start a conversation.
You could also start a conversation. But I don't know. It might be one of those things that somebody's uncomfortable talking about and they're more responsive to the actual event. Don't surprise her. Don't. Enough. That's don't. It, right?
No.
Is there anything? Okay.
Next one.
Next.
A few years ago, while driving home from Canada by myself, I blacked out during the trip. I had a full canister of gasoline in the trunk as an emergency backup to avoid being stranded, and I'm fairly certain the fumes caused the blackout. I have absolutely no memory of anything that happened between St. Elmo, Illinois, and St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. So,
see you in St. Louis.
Did you look up this distance before you get into
it? I did. I don't have the exact number, but it was about
a ballpark.
I think it was 85 miles.
So 85 miles.
Yeah.
So more than an hour.
Yeah.
Unless you were driving really fast.
Unless you're driving about 85 miles per hour. Be about an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things. What's your take on this, Brian? What do you think?
Well, I watched all of Twin Peaks a while ago. So this is like a really spooky thing that just happens to people.
To me, it sounds like the beginning of like a a ghost story.
Yeah.
A few years back while driving from Canada by myself. Doesn't it sound like, and then he says, and that happened 1 year ago today.
Something like that.
You know, one of those things. It was a dark and stormy night, just like tonight.
Yeah, it was dark, just like tonight.
Yeah, just it was a dark night, just like it is right now outside in the dark, because it's 9 o'clock. This is scary. It's kind of crazy. I noticed that it was between two saints.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they were looking out for you. I don't know what Saint Elmo is the patron saint of. I think it's tickling. Yeah, I think he's the patron
saint. My mind went towards he is the patron saint of fires.
It's either the patron saint of fires or the patron saint of tickling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the two. Yeah. As far as old Saint Louis, that's I think he's the patron saint of jazz. I don't know. But between them, this is tricky because on the one hand, it's kind of scary, you black out, but it probably isn't a very exciting stretch of road, yeah. Right?
You only need one part of your brain for driving or something.
There's a form of kind of self-hypnosis that you get from driving long stretches, mm-hmm. There's the road coming at you. I remember in particular, and apparently the more you drive a particular route, the more often it happens.
Right.
But really barren stuff. Like when I lived in Austin, driving back up to Amarillo, there was a 2 hour stretch between Lubbock and Amarillo where there's just nothing. There's just nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And it's such it's weird to time travel there because sometimes it seems like it takes forever and sometimes it goes really quickly. It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be that he could just be bored.
Maybe you're bored. Or maybe you were just high on gasoline fumes.
Has that ever happened? I'm scared to keep gas in a...
I feel like I've been in a car with gas, but I don't think I ever blacked out from it. Have you seen that movie Love Liza with Philip Seymour Hoffman where he gets addicted to huffing gas?
No.
Has nothing to do with this other than the gasoline, uh-huh. But man, it's really sad. Philip Seymour Hoffman just starts to love huffing gas.
That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, it's really pretty
miserable. Poor guy.
Yeah, tough, poor guy. It's kind of a weird thing. I guess...
I don't know, man. Where'd that time go? Maybe he was abducted. I've also been watching a lot of X-Files.
Okay, so you're abducted.
And when you're abducted, according to this television show,
okay.
You often experience, you get this time loss.
Do you want to know what I just learned about abduction?
What?
One that it's probably, usually happens while people are sleeping, so it's probably sleep paralysis, which I have and I've talked to you about.
Where, you think so?
But you kind of wake up, but your dream centers are still on. And that would also explain why it's so pervy. Because, people's dreams are pretty sexual, and that's why those aliens are always probing everything.
Poking stuff around.
Poking stuff. That's why it's...
But this guy was
probably abducted by pervy aliens.
That could be it. Okay, you get sleep paralysis. Do you have dreams too? I remember one time you told me you try to fly out of a window.
Yeah, I try that. Well, I think it varies, and it's different from time to time, and it's different from person to person.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of old legends, like the hag and nightmare and things like that, particularly things sitting on your chest because you don't have voluntary control of taking breaths in.
Yeah.
So it feels like something's sitting on your chest. And if your brain is still dreaming, it tries to explain that by making you see something sitting on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you feel like you're, I don't know where the anal probing comes from. That's a little different. You're kind of in this weird paralyzed state. And that had been linked. And just because... particularly, recent history with X-Files and stuff, alien abductions have been in people's minds.
Yeah.
So it's just what their brain goes to explain the weird situation.
That makes sense.
Or the aliens just set this all up.
That makes sense too.
Yeah. I think everybody time travels a little every day. Like if you really think about it, do you remember walking down the stairs out of your building or?
I don't remember what I ate today.
You don't remember anything.
I don't remember how
you were probably
here.
Abducted by aliens.
That must be it.
Yeah.
My butt hurts.
Yeah. Guy, I don't know. I'm glad you were safe. That's a little scary.
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
About time traveling? He basically warped. Maybe he just hit a warp.
Maybe he was going 88 miles per hour.
Is that what it was? I like the little eyebrow wiggle you did. Uh-huh. So that's probably what it is. You either hit a warp zone or you time traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Probably both. What's next?
Although I am involved with someone in a serious way and am an extremely loyal boyfriend, I keep meeting girls at work, cafes, or anime cons who I am extremely attracted to. I don't engage with them outside of small talk, but I still see them on a weekly basis, and it is nice to admire them from afar without endangering my relationship. Just something I needed to get off my chest.
See, okay. In my mind, immediately compared this to the girl in episode 2 or 3 who said, it takes a great deal of self-control not to cheat on my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we were a little split. I was very proud of her, and I thought she needed some applause. I think Corey was not very pleased with her. I think maybe you were not terribly pleased with her.
Was I? I don't remember. I feel like I'm usually the one who's like, that's fine.
Go do it.
Yeah.
but I feel like I think this guy's handling it fine. I think this is totally, totally normal. It's totally natural. You can have, you know, you can have your favorite flavor of ice cream, but you can check out other ice creams every once in a while. You can have your favorite flower, but you can smell other flowers.
Can you actually smell the other flowers?
You can just
can you look at them?
You can just look at
them. Can you open up like a seed catalog and just look at those flowers?
In the bathroom alone?
Yeah.
With those flowers? You can look at paintings at the museum.
Of flowers?
Yeah, paintings of flowers.
Uh-huh.
Do you see where I'm going with? I don't know exactly what that metaphor is. But here's,
Why does Scott like flowers so much?
Because they're vaginal. It's that Georgia O'Keeffe.
I gotcha, yeah.
So I think this is just, that's just normal. I like to look at beautiful things. Yeah. And sometimes those things are girls.
Yeah.
And sometimes those things are boys. Sometimes those things are cats.
I like when I see a girl that's cute, and then the girl I'm dating also sees that girl, and we talk about how cute she is.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the girls out there are cuties. There's plenty of cuties. And, you know, if they're at anime cons dressed up as your favorite characters.
I have a feeling I know who this is.
Do you? Is it you, Murray?
Is it me?
Yeah.
I've only been to a few anime conventions. Maybe a couple.
That's enough.
No, I don't keep meeting girls there.
Okay.
I did speed dating at SakuraCon last year. Mm-hmm. Not this year. I didn't go this year.
Do you still think about those girls?
Yes, I do.
What do you think
about them? In my nightmares.
Were they horrible girls?
Yeah. They were totally just like stereotypical, awful, nerdy girls.
Yeah, not good.
Just like big, just like crazy large women in Sailor Moon costumes.
Not what you were looking for.
No, thank you.
Okay. What's your take on this, Mariah? I think it's...
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like he's doing anything.
Yeah, you're totally... Yeah, you can be a loyal boyfriend. You can do... It's normal to look around. Just don't act on it. You're totally fine.
I don't understand when... I feel like it's usually girls who will tell dudes not to like look at other girls. That's a little understandable if like you're sitting together and staring at other people.
Well, you don't have to be tactless about it.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, people have eyes.
Yeah. And butts.
And butts. That's and exactly what I was thinking.
eyes and butts were meant to be together.
That's like, very true. Like
peas and carrots. What's next?
When I was 16, I started this weird internet sexually based friendship with a stranger online. We've never met in real life, but it was a weird sexually formative experience for me in terms of talking about my desires in a judgment-free zone. I don't regret it, but I feel as though I can never be comfortable telling someone I am now sexually involved with. However, over the years, our discussions have become few and far between. I don't miss it, but I often wonder about who it is on the other side of the screen or if I just made the whole thing up.
So, Mari, you specifically wanted to talk about this one.
Yeah.
This is a hand-picked Mario Domo ripe nugget.
You've never had something like this?
Not quite like this. I don't think so. Did you have a sexy internet friend?
I didn't have a sexy internet friend, but I mean, the internet pop. I guess you were pretty young when you started using the internet too.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I used bulletin boards before the internet.
I guess.
So maybe around 14 is when I started doing bulletin boards.
Okay.
There wasn't really any internet until a few years later.
I feel like I was around 10 when dial-up was like starting to, you know, get it going.
And you were acting like a 16-year-old girl?
No, I was just, I don't know, I was a person. And I existed without a body or an age or.
What if someone said ASL? What did you say?
I would be 10 male California.
Hmm.
And then, you know, there were other kids hanging out, and it was never anything sexual. It was just like, oh, I'm 10 female.
Do you like Pokemon?
Missouri. Yeah, something like that.
You like your Pokemon?
No, we weren't into the post-ironic misspelling of things yet.
Do you like Pokemon? Mari, but what about this caught your eye? What
I kind of dated a girl when I was that age.
When you were 10?
When I was 10, yeah.
No, you didn't.
And her handle was White Rose something.
You think she's out there somewhere?
I think so. And she lived in, you know, like the Midwest somewhere. And one day, I don't even know what dating means, like in this context. Yeah. I think we just talked a lot. And then one day she said, "Oh, I'm moving, so I'm not gonna be able to talk to you for a while." I'm like, "Okay, well, just, you know, email me or whatever when you get your internet going again." And she never emailed me.
Never again.
Yeah. So, and recently, like a few years ago, I was like, what if that was not, what if she's not real? Like, what if she wasn't actually interested in me? Or what if she was a man?
Hmm.
And it's weird to think, because it wasn't like it was my first love, but she was like a childhood friend.
Sure. Yeah. It was a real thing.
So I often wonder about this person too. Also, her name was Kathleen Kennelly.
So, Kathleen, if you're out there.
Yeah, but that's eerily similar to Meg Ryan's character in You've Got Mail, which is about, like, internet mm-hmm. dating.
And you are basically Tom Hanks. When I look at you, I think Tom Hanks.
Yes.
It reminds, actually, when you mention that, it reminds me of a girl that I talked to online for a mm-hmm. while. And she was a bit younger than me. And I think I was young enough that maybe she was 15 and I was 19 or something like that. And it wasn't like a sexual thing. It was mm-hmm. just, we became friends. I know what it was. It was something. Was it Orkut or Friendster? One of the really old.
Orkut.
Yeah.
Gross. Is this when you lived in Brazil?
Yeah. No, it was before even that. It was before that divide, because it was just uh-huh. so brand new. It was one of those sites.
That's so weird.
When it was like in its very infancy, and we randomly yeah. found each other, like friend of a friend, or we both liked some movie or something. And we ended up talking for years.
Uh-huh.
And, kind of fell out of it. And then recently I kind of stumbled across her, and she lives in New York now and has a pretty popular blog, and she's
really,
yeah. And then, so I started talking to her a little bit again, I think last year or 2 years ago, but then I don't know, it couldn't quite resolve itself. And I think in the end she had a boyfriend there, and I think she was having trouble resolving like her childhood crush on me with an adult me and with her boyfriend. And I think in the end it was kind of, she had to kind of decide like, I think I just can't talk to you.
Wait, how recently was this? Did you guys like talk?
Last year, maybe? Okay. No, I think it was 2009, because I think when I was going to New York, I was even like, oh, we should get lunch or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been the first time we met. But she was such a cutie.
Yeah.
And I thought she was a cute, she was just a funny person that I liked. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But man, she grew up to be super cute.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't talk to me because she had a boyfriend.
Stupid boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that. I guess if I was her boyfriend, I would feel like that was stupid a internet good decision. Guy. Yeah, stupid internet guy. I hate that guy. So yeah, it's not quite the same thing. Well, what about like the sexually formative experience? Do you have anything like that? I feel like a lot of people have that. Like there's somebody, an older person that they talk to that maybe later you kind of realize it's shady. Or
I think. This is us right now.
Is it? Yeah. Is it us? Is this us talking to all these young people?
I think so.
So like somebody's going to look back and say, when I was 16, I listened to this podcast. This
weird podcast.
That is actually kind of a good point, because it has come to our attention that we do have some younger listeners.
Yeah.
And that's fine with us. We market explicit. So like if you're...
Yeah, it's not our fault.
It's totally fine. I hope we're not scarring you in some way. I like to think that, you know, I feel like the more you know, the better,
mm-hmm.
and that it will benefit you to hear some of these things, especially when you're feeling like you're the only weirdo.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we don't scar anyone for life.
When I was 12, I had a friend who was 40 on the internet.
Did you talk about sex?
No, we talked about Pepsi.
Okay. I know you love Pepsi, Mari. I know you love the Pepsi games.
I loved. Wait, what? Pepsi games?
Yeah, I found you some Pepsi games after yeah. you liked that stupid Pepsi commercial.
Thank you.
You loved Pepsi?
I loved Pepsi Twist.
Were you in a Pepsi Twist chat room?
No, it was on Asian Avenue.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just what bonded the two of you was your
there was a, you know, I think it's like Tumblr kind of. There's just little communities that pop up around certain people.
Mm-hmm.
We were both Asian. How about that?
And you both love Pepsi. Should we keep on rolling?
Yeah.
So this is a double. This one came in. This is a two-parter.
Yeah.
We got a two-parter here, Mari. So part one.
Part one. All I can say is street person, vagina, oral sex.
So we got this and I read it and I immediately thought to myself, that's not all you can say. You definitely could have said more. And then I think, was it moments later? No, it's actually about 45 minutes later. We got the following.
Yeah. But I read these emails out of order. So I was like, what is this person talking about? And then what's this other email? Okay. So part two, guess I can say a bit more. Had a real late night, was really drunk and high, accepting joint from random person, probably bad idea. I was walking down the street, kind of horny. Next thing you know, this random woman runs up to me, hugs me, and starts leading me away arm in arm. Long story short, my intoxicant addled dick said yes. The next day, my wallet said no.
Okay, what's your take on this scenario? So he's strolling along, a woman of the night comes.
It sounds like he's in Nolens.
I was thinking like Amsterdam or Paris. Amsterdam? Or
yeah, well, like the streets are made of
somewhere a little seedy. He was in a city,
like cobblestone.
Yeah, a cobblestone street.
Yeah,
the rain slick neon signs reflecting in the puddles, mm-hmm. and there's a you're in the red light district.
He just stumbles out of a bar.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on this? We've not had any emails like this. I think your comment was. We typically get emails like, I like a boy in my class. What do I do?
Yeah, this is a bit different.
It's a little seedier.
It's, is he talking about a prostitute?
He's talking, well, his wallet said no. So either he got rolled. Well,
maybe he has a magic talking wallet that disagrees with his sexual choices.
Yeah, you made a poor choice. I'm very disappointed in you.
Bad person.
Okay, just prostitution in general. What's your take?
Well, I haven't read that new Chester Brown book about it, so I don't know what my opinion is yet.
So you can't have an opinion until you...
Until I read a comic about it.
Okay. Can I... I'll talk about prostitution.
Okay.
So I have never slept with a prostitute.
Wait, like not even in the same bed?
No. No.
Like...
Just napped. But I've had... There's been some times when it was very available to me, as in like paid for available. And
like in Thailand.
In Thailand. And there was a trip I went... I won't mention with whom. A group of people...
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying with these people and they decided that, which, you know, I think was for them a big reason to be in Thailand. It was a stop on the way to Indonesia to see the largest snake in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in Thailand, you can, in Bangkok in particular, pick up your phone and order people like a pizza. And you can say what you want and what you don't want and tell them where to deliver it. And they will just
That's
show
crazy.
Up. And they ordered a lot of people pizzas.
Whoa.
A lot.
How many toppings?
I went up. Okay, this was in a different suite. I was in a room and all of this was happening in the main suite. Mm-hmm. So most everybody was in there out of control. They got a lot of people.
How many people? How many people were in your
party?
On the
trip, I want to say 11.
Oh my gosh. And there so that's at least 11 people.
Oh,
I'm guessing.
At least.
Oh, no, that's God. Not.
There were so many. And there were so many, there were people I were with that were married with kiddos and they were there.
Right.
Yeah. Going at it. And, wow. I think there was only three of us that didn't. Mm-hmm. It was me and two close friends of mine. One who had a girlfriend and one, actually they both did. One of them was Chris Owens of the band Girls.
Don't talk. Oh, he didn't.
He didn't. So good job, Chris. Chris
Yay.
Did not. Yeah. And, one of them was, Mathen Minster of the band Yours. They mm-hmm. these boys in bands did not do it. Everybody else did.
That's and it not was, very rock star like.
I know. It was but it was craziness. I went up there just to see what was going on and it was mm-hmm. madness. There were
You just pop your little head out?
Well, I don't know, because they were even getting male prostitutes just to have them have sex with the extra female product for like a show.
Oh man.
It was pretty crazy. So that was like my first very very close, obvious exposure.
Your first.
To it.
Your first. Is there more?
Well, no. Well, then the other one is much tamer. And it's just this summer when I was in Amsterdam. And I was walking around. And the thing about Amsterdam is they talk about the red light district, but it's not really a separate place. It's just mm-hmm. it's just right there.
Okay.
And for example, I was going on like a little architectural walk and you mm-hmm. go to see, I think it's the oldest church in all of the Netherlands.
Okay.
And it is completely surrounded by red light windows. So you're looking at, and I went during the day, which is when the B team is out. So I'm looking at this old church, kind of just walking around looking, uh-huh. and there's all these overweight women of various ethnicities. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know how it works, but it's not like they're just in a window. In most cases, it's a very like narrow passage. It's not just a window. It's a door that they open and pull you in and close it and then pull back a curtain and that's where the bed is. You don't even go somewhere else.
It's like
a little cubby. They're just right there. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, could I ever do this? Could this ever? And because you'd be walking along and there'd be people like, you know, walking with you and they would just be going in and coming out. And it was such a
kind of
casual, orderly thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was even just looking like just barely entertaining the idea. Like, is there anyone I would even be remotely interested in? For the most part, the answer was no.
Did you? Okay. Because it was the day.
It was. But there was later in the night. On kind of a main thoroughfare, there was one place that had some hotties.
What were they selling? What was the specialty?
Implants, I think. I think that was.
Ah, that's weird.
No, I don't know. There was only one place that I thought these are at least women that are attractive and not just nightmarish.
Okay.
But it was such a casual thing. Mm-hmm. You just go and you go in and you pay your money. But what's interesting about it is I had met, before I got there, I met three guys from Brazil, and they told me they had done it, and they talked about just how refined the business process is. And before you do anything, you decide the amount of time, the positions you're going to do, all of that, because you pay up front.
That's so weird.
So, but I don't know what happens if you go over time. Like, you have to keep putting quarters in or what happens exactly.
This is the buzzer.
Yeah, something's like, oh. All done.
There's a trap door.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I pretty definitely could never do it.
As like a moral issue?
I just don't think, I mean, we've talked about it before. It's not necessarily a moral issue. It's just that sexuality to me is so tied up with being intellectually and emotionally attracted to a person.
Yeah.
That just like physical attraction just to a random person is just, I don't think it would, That's I don't think even... I could like... I don't think I could do it.
That's not even sex. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could actually get off.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I would have to just keep putting
quarters in.
Unless they're really pretty.
Is it? Does that even work too?
I don't know.
I didn't see any that I thought were just... There's mainly because probably none of them looked like cute boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably...
Well, if you go back to Thailand...
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the trick because some of those girls might be.
Yep.
Might be cute boys.
This is a weird story.
Sorry, everybody.
The secret is weird.
So, the thing about the secret is that the wallet said no, not him. So it doesn't seem like there were any moral qualms. It's just was a waste of money. Is that your feeling from it?
Well, there's also the possibility that she like robbed him.
Yeah, that is. I guess all of this makes sense. We're not going to pass judgment on you.
No, not at all.
The only thing I'm curious about that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the street person, oral sex, wallet, penis, everything.
Yeah.
But then... In that first list, he says vagina.
Vagina.
Who's vagina? What happened to the vagina? Did you...
Street person, vagina, oral sex.
Because when you have sex with a vagina, that's not oral sex. I don't know if you're just confused about the process. That's vaginal sex, and that's a different process.
Well, this is what threw me off. I thought maybe that they had... That this was like a stranger, and they just, you know, kind of had a weird, sexy time together.
No, it was a...
And then maybe she robbed
hooker, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe we'll get an email from his talking wallet.
Yeah.
His magical talking wallet. We'll
Wally.
Wally the wallet. What's next, Mari?
I know my girlfriend's password, and I pretty much log in to every site she uses daily and check up on her Facebook messages, emails, etc., multiple times a day.
So this is a horrible person.
Yeah, that's a lot of not good times.
That's not how you do it. And this is, again, this we got a kind of a mirrored message because early on we got a message from a lady who had her boyfriend's password and she logged in and found a bunch of old Craigslist casual encounters emails.
Which was fine. They had talked about that.
They hadn't talked about that specifically, I don't think. Anyway, she was pretty okay with it.
Yeah,
it was before their... Before they started dating.
Yeah, it wasn't that she read those things and she was weirded out. She was just reading something she wasn't supposed to be.
And she wanted to even talk about it, but she couldn't because it was stolen information. This is not a good thing.
Yeah.
This is the only, trying to think of bad things you can do to your girlfriend. Number one on the list is probably to surprise her with anal sex.
Yeah.
Number two is to violate her privacy and go through all of her email and messages, everything. Is it because you don't trust her? Is it because you're not trustworthy? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, what's happening? Why would you do this? This is so mean. I don't know. I don't know you.
Mari, do you feel like you're... Okay, take a quick mental inventory of your Facebook messages, emails, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in there that you wouldn't want me to see?
No.
Is there anything in there you wouldn't want Christina to see?
No. We talk about things very openly, I feel like.
So there's probably, but would you, how would you feel if you found out that either myself or Christina had just been going through all of your emails behind your back?
Well, I guess I wouldn't be surprised because I gave you my password for everything not too long. No, like a year or two.
I've never looked at any of your stuff.
But
would you feel violent?
I would just feel, this is weird to say, like, I wouldn't feel too violated because I just don't have anything to hide. It'd just be weird. Like, why would you do that? If I did have something to hide, like, if I used it very privately and was like, I don't know. If you read my texts, I'd feel a little more weird about it, maybe.
Okay. I have over a decade of emails in Gmail, like tens of thousands of messages. Right. And in 10 years of my life, particularly when I was younger, there's plenty of stuff in there I would not be comfortable with someone seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was something like some circumstance where I could be there to kind of explain it or say what was going on at that time, but things that were just completely out of context 10 years ago that I might not even remember writing or, you know, like... That sounds weird to me, but even that aside, like whether you have something to hide or not, the principle of going through all your significant other stuff is not sound good. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's
trust criminal. That's part of that triad up there.
What else is in the triad?
God, I wish I could remember. It was in a comic you let me read, with the old professor. It has a cool name,
Professor Oak.
No, he goes to become, he like loses his job and goes and works as a mechanic for a little while.
Oh, Asterius Polyp?
Yeah. And he's talking to a girl in a bar and she stands up three coasters and she says, there's three things that it takes to make a relationship work. And if you take one away, the other two will fall. And I don't remember what the other two were, but I know that trust was one of them. And if she pulls away that trust one and everything falls out. You got to have trust. I can speak from experience. That is so vital. Uh-huh. And if you lose that, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah. That's why I gave Scott my password.
Because you trust me?
Yeah.
I trust you too, Maury. You know who I don't trust? This guy.
Could be a girl.
This girl. That's true. As you will see, an assumption we maybe shouldn't make.
Yeah. I feel like we also get a lot of... Anyway, whatever.
Okay. What's next?
I'm in love with the girl who's getting married. We're both 19 and her douche fiance is 20. I feel she's marrying him because he buys her a crap load of stuff. I haven't spoken to her in a while, but should I tell her I love her?
Mari, I ain't saying she's a gold digger. What do you think about this? I know what this makes me think of. What's your first gut response to this?
Don't tell her you love her.
Well, okay, so think about this scenario. This is a classic scenario.
Okay.
Boy loves the girl. She's marrying the wrong person. He's got to, like... Tear up the wedding. He's got to stop it. He's got to do something.
What happens the graduate? The what Wayne's
well,
World?
Well, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But and usually, it turns out to be the right thing, right? Like usually it turns out okay. But I was thinking specifically about the graduate
at the end.
Yeah, where it's whoa,
going like, spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay, watch the graduate. If you're thinking about this, okay. First of all, I will say if she's going to marry him, my opinion of this. Is there's only one right time for this, and it's when they say
for marriage.
No, there's only one right time to tell someone who's engaged.
Yes, absolutely.
It's at the wedding. When they say, if there's any person here that has a reason these two should not be married, speak now or forever hold your peace. That's what it's there for. It's there for those dramatic movie moments.
Yeah, if you can't do it afterwards,
you can't do it afterwards. Late. And if you do it before, it's like whatever.
Yeah, it's not do it at the ceremony. If you really love her,
if you really love this girl, you will ruin her wedding.
Yes, please.
You will
in front of all her family,
Friends. I would say, my mind went straight to the graduate. And maybe if you watch the graduate, you will decide that this is not a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll decide it's a great idea.
What if you watch Wayne's World?
Then you will think it's a great idea.
Maybe because you're high.
Mm. What if you watch 500 Days of Summer because his whole understanding of love and life was because he watched The Graduate and misunderstood the ending.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what.
Well, if you watch 500 Days of Summer, then you're stupid.
I love that movie.
Because it's a stupid movie.
Mari hates it, and I think it's a masterpiece.
No, it's dumb.
I love it. Don't listen to Mari. It's a masterpiece.
Alyssa is my brother in arms. In hating that movie.
Whatever.
She was also at one of the screenings with the director and got into an argument with him.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a very polarizing movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, think it's fantastic.
I don't really care anymore. People like it. I love people don't.
That movie. Anyway, so I feel like we've covered this. Just ruin her wedding.
I also want to say they're probably getting married because she's 19, which is the same age you are, and she thinks she's in love, like you think you are.
And yeah. He's 20. Yeah. Maybe you're stupid too.
Yeah.
And it's or buy her better stuff.
Yeah. Hmm? Just do that.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Good. What's next?
I like a girl who I think is a lesbian. She's cut her hair short and now dresses like a dude. It could be a fashion statement, but when I was flirting, I told her our wedding should be like the royal wedding. She said, I bet I say that to all the girls. I said, no. And then she said she would have.
Okay. Well, first of all, that was not a very good way to flirt. And I don't know where you learned to flirt, but
our wedding should be like the royal wedding.
The royal wedding. The royal wedding's kind of baffling to me. And I only caught a little bit of it at the gym, but when you're royal and you have nothing to do all day, what is your honeymoon? Like how is your honeymoon any different than just every day when you do whatever you want, you can go anywhere you want and have no responsibilities?
They probably kill some people.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He got to wear a lot of uniforms. Mm-hmm. He's like an honorary member of all these different regimens. And so he had to change clothes a lot.
Well, I haven't watched any like royal wedding. I keep trying to say wooding.
That's different.
Royal wooding.
Quite different.
Footage. What's so special about this wedding?
It's
other than it's like
it's just royalty. You know how in England they don't have celebrities, they have
what the about royals. The Spice Girls?
They had to disband them because they weren't royal.
Oh, because they left. They went to America.
Yeah, no, you know that's what they do. Like here we have all the celebrity tabloids. Over there they have all the royal tabloids.
Well, I mean, it's like, is there anything special about this wedding other than that it's famous people?
Well, but it's like if the two most famous people in the U.S. got married, maybe. I don't know. It's just a big deal.
This is stupid.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, well, okay.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure your flirting's fine. Okay, is she a lesbian? Mari, what do you think?
No.
Is she just trying to seem cool and bisexual? Are you in high school?
Are you getting snippy?
No.
You're snipping around, no, aren't you? Know,
doesn't that... You I mean, snipster. Maybe that's what she's doing. Maybe she's trying to... Maybe she's going through a face.
Well, she's probably trying to impress me and Scott because we like girls with short hair.
That's true.
And, you know, girls who look like boys.
So she loves us and not this guy.
Yeah.
Because we would never say something like
that. The thing is that she's thinking about the wedding she's going to have with me that you are not going to interrupt at the last minute.
What if he does? Mari, can I tell you something that I just did?
What did you do?
Can I tell you a little secret?
What that's, wedding that's a little did you bit just...
related to, no, it's not related to the wedding. It's related to lesbians.
Okay.
And I think, so you had tweeted the number of young ladies that you had rated on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rather high. It was, I think, close to 900, if I remember right.
Okay.
And well, so I was...
I thought that was a low number.
You thought it was
low. I thought I had seen a lot more than
well,
that.
Well, anyway,
uh-huh.
That inspired me to start rating for some reason.
I'm glad I inspired rating, you.
Rating girl. Yeah, you inspire me every day.
That's Mari. What I'm here for.
So I was, which is something I hadn't really done because I feel weird about rating a person. But I said it, I resolved it in my mind saying, I'm not really rating this person. I'm just rating my reaction to them.
Yeah,
so
I think it's more about finding someone that's more compatible.
Yeah, or it's just total stone cold babe.
Yeah.
Total. Anyway, the thing that I did that is somewhat related to this is I was going through all these girls and they're just, even the ones that were recommended for me or whatever, it's, I just don't see a lot of girls that turn my head. It's very
mm-hmm,
rare.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at 1 in 20 or 1 in 10, there'd be a girl with short hair. And it was just instantly caught my attention. It's uh-oh. Pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
Just how instant it was.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, let's dive deeper. Let's look into this a little
uh-oh.
Bit. And so just as an experiment, I decided to go and search for lesbians only.
Okay.
So I went in and did the lesbian search.
Uh-huh.
They're all beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
They're all so cute. There's no makeup. This is okay. These are, I'm making broad statements here, but there was not as much makeup. There was commonly shorter hair.
Yeah.
They were just cuties. Just total
they're
cuties.
They're just so put together.
And not even, and just straight up gay. Not even lesbian. No, yeah. Would have no interest in me whatsoever.
Yep.
Yeah, they were cute.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. I did notice, I don't know how your results are, but is every single girl in OkCupid bisexual?
No.
I feel like almost every girl, way higher than what would seem a normal proportion for me.
Yeah, I am surprised at some people who list themselves as bisexual. But I feel like it's still a very small percentage.
Maybe OkCupid knows something.
Maybe.
Knows a little something about me.
Okay.
I don't know. Mari, do you have any advice for this person or any other thoughts about this?
I had some thoughts about something, but I forgot what they were.
Well, we talked last week about tricking a guy into revealing whether or not he was gay. So maybe you can go back and look at that and see if any of that advice helps.
What are some offensive things we can say about lesbians that would out this girl?
So we would say it and she would get really upset?
No, I mean, we could... Oh, for some reason, I'm going to lumberjack stereotypes right now. So like leave a stack of pancakes out. But that's...
I don't think that's quite...
I just keep thinking about plaid. That's all.
Plaid? What about the music she listens to?
Okay, if she likes Tegan and Sarah.
That's it. Okay, I don't know what to say about this. Let's just go with the assumption that she's a lesbian.
Okay.
Okay. I can give... And I think I've mentioned a little before, but that I, for a while, had a crush on a lesbian. And despite all logic, I tried to make myself... as appealing to her as possible.
Did you, okay.
And there were really, it was a multi-tiered plan, but mm-hmm. the two cornerstones of my plan, and this I advise, you know, our young friend here who's written in, the first one is a very close shave.
Okay.
You're going to want a really clean close shave.
Huh.
And maybe, you know, I'm just, right now I'm just talking about your face, but you know, you may not, maybe you don't get, stop there.
Yeah, trim.
Trim. Okay. The second one is exfoliate, exfoliate.
Interesting.
That's actually 2 through 4. The first one is close shave. 2 through 4 is exfoliate because you're going to want that soft lesbian skin.
That sounds dangerous.
I know. Well, you only have what? Like three layers of epidermis. So
okay.
If you exfoliate too much, you don't want to go all the way down to bone.
Just dermis.
Yeah. Yeah. Buddy, I don't know what to tell you. Just hang out with her. Maybe she's just a girl with short hair.
Yeah, quit jumping to conclusions.
Don't jump to conclusions until you see her kiss a girl. And even then.
Yeah, she could be bi.
Yeah, could be. What's next? I love this next one.
I once asked Mari out for coffee through OkCupid, but he ignored the message. I just wanted to be friends.
Mari, you dog.
I don't know who this is.
So that means you've ignored multiple girls that have asked
you. This is crazy. No, but like I ignored the message. I feel like I'm pretty good about messaging people back.
I am the champion initially of ignoring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if this is Annalise, I'm sorry. And we should go get coffee. If this is not Annalise.
We should go get coffee.
I don't know who you are. Sorry. Message me again. I went back and I tried to find out who it was, but I got lazy.
Couldn't. I felt a little bad after, you know, one of the last times we talked about OkCupid, I talked about how rarely I responded and you kind of mm-hmm. said I was a jerk. So I tried last week a little experiment where I went through all the girls that had written me in April and wrote back to them,
mm-hmm.
which was quite a chunk.
How many millions of girls?
Not millions. It was just
low thousands.
Yeah. It wasn't that many, but it took a little time to go through. But I was like, all right, we'll just the ones from this month,
mm-hmm.
and they're nice young ladies. They're all over the country. There's some real cutie in Illinois, real cutie in San Francisco, but mm-hmm. they're just so far away.
Yeah, Scott showed me.
Yeah,
they're cute.
Why are all these cuties? Why are you gonna be so far away?
Well, the cute is always cuter on the.
On the other side of the Mississippi. Wait. But I was very surprised. So most of the conversations, they were delightful. These are just delightful young ladies. But there was one girl that very quickly escalated to what I think was her soliciting phone sex. I wasn't quite prepared for that.
For the, I think for the younger crowd, and by that I mean like early 20s, or maybe just for me. That is the equivalent of being Facebook friends, I think.
Is it? We got just one more secret left. It's weird starting with secrets.
Mm-hmm. It's breezed right through. It feels like it's over.
Yeah, I know. What's one more?
I was secretly in love with my best friend for about 5 years. The worst part? She recently told me that she was as well.
Why is that the worst part?
That sounds perfect.
Or are they both married now to people they don't love?
They're not best friends anymore.
Oh.
Now they hate each other.
So is there some? It sounds to me like there's something now that. I used to love you.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, it sounds like they're not even friends anymore. That's weird.
Well, we get these emails all the time with somebody's, you know, people always wondering, like,
I love my best friend. I love
my friend and they like me, whatever. You know, even Alyssa had that story where she liked a guy but thought he was gay and he thought she was gay. You people just got to talk. You got to, when you like somebody, you need to tell them. And you can do it with a poem.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it with a drawing. You can do it maybe with words from your mouth. You can do it with an email.
When you say drawing, I just imagine like the most horrible crayon drawing, like stick figure. I
love you.
I like you.
Olive you, and it's a drawing of an olive. How's that?
Oh, God.
Who wouldn't love that?
Anybody?
Mari, what do you think about this?
Gosh, what's wrong with the situation? Why
can't
you guys...
Well, maybe she's married now. Should have blown up the wedding.
I have a friend who would say... Have I dropped this on the podcast before?
What's that?
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
What? What? That's maybe the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's so true.
More.
Well,
that's true. You did come out in an earlier episode of being, you know, willing to help a lady out.
Pro divorce.
Or no, you said you were willing to help a lady out who was in a loveless relationship.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you said you'd have sex with a girl that was married if her fellow wasn't doing them right anymore.
Did I say that?
So you said something along those lines.
Oh my gosh, what have
I agreed
to?
I know you don't listen to the podcast. But.
There was a time earlier this week where I just blacked out and woke up.
Okay, and you were in St. Louis?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, goalie, what's...
I'm not the goalie.
Okay. There you go. I hope you learn in the future now to tell girls when you like them. I hope you've learned a lesson.
Yeah, you stupid.
Hey.
You could have a beautiful Corey Matthews and Topanga Matthews relationship.
Is that what
I forget.
You could have a royal wedding.
Topanga Lawrence. That's your last name.
Man, see, this secretly in love thing does not get you places.
Oh, wait. I feel like I talk about this a lot, but my high school crush.
Yeah.
We kissed after like 8 years of knowing each other. And she told me that she liked me that like a few months before. And that was so stupid. I was so mad.
She liked you.
All those wasted years.
Ugh.
Yeah.
How many do you think anyone likes me right now?
Yeah.
That maybe I like.
Totally.
And then dang it. Yeah. Probably everybody.
Yeah.
Stupid. Everybody just. Spit it out.
Dumbos.
We just have a day where everybody shouldn't that be what Valentine's Day is? Where you just that seems way better than the stupid thing it is, where you feel obligated to spend a bunch of money.
Let's just say that day is Wednesday.
Wednesday is the day. Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
What day is Wednesday?
Cuatro de Mayo.
Cuatro de Mayo.
So the 4th of May.
Yeah.
Is officially now the day that you tell your crush that you have a crush on them.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so can everyone please do that? I hope you're listening. That's the day this is planned to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's true. and so listen to this and yeah. Is that too soon? Does that give people
No, yeah, it's not too soon.
Okay, so you're listening to this right now, hopefully on the 4th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2011 maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. And so right now just send whatever. Do that drawing. You can use the olive one. That's why I don't care. You can use
please
that.
Do the olive one. Please.
Okay, everybody right now, do a drawing of an olive that says olive you.
Yeah.
Email it to your crush and please CC Mari and myself.
Yeah. And
you don't have to be CC.
Use your trackpad. Use a mouse. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be a pencil.
Do not do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I oh gosh.
All of you.
I don't know about if that would work for me so well.
Mari, this is gonna be great.
Oh god.
Do you think we'll get any all of yous?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too. I bet Mari gets more than me.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys have my email, right? MarioDomo@gmail.com.
Yeah. And send mine there too, and then send it to Mari and say, "This is for Scott. Can you please?"
Yeah,
send this
I just
to Scott.
Do that.
Yeah. Actually, anytime you want to compliment me or say something good about me, send it to MarioDomo@gmail.com. And tell Mari that you want him to tell me.
Okay. Yeah, because I need show notes. I never have anything to say.
Speaking of show notes and that kind of nonsense, it's time for the Corey Schmitz Memorial Feedback. This is weird doing it at the end. But
it
I think
weird.
It's the right choice. What do you think?
Let's just go through
it. Okay, we're going to do it. Okay. We got some nice feedback here. This is one Mari wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is the girl who can't speak to Asian boys. It's more that I can't approach them romantically. Normally, I have enough confidence to approach any other guy, but when it comes to a cute Asian boy, I get too scared. It's difficult because I don't seem like the type to hit on Asians.
So this person is racist.
I was with her till the end. I was with her at least. I was kind of feeling her until that last sentence.
Well, I mean, it just keeps building up and up and up and up,
worse and
then
and worse and
it's
worse.
Like, no, that's it. Because Asians have a specific type that people hit on us with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.
Do I seem like the type to hit on Asians?
Well, it doesn't matter because you're a guy.
Do you seem like the type?
Guys, if you're a guy, you can hit on
okay
any variety of people.
Well,
you're a white guy.
Okay.
As an Asian boy, I'm not allowed to hit on anything but Asian girls.
Is that true? I've never seen you hit on an Asian girl. I've only seen you hit on white girls.
That's because that's all we have here.
Oh, I thought that's all you liked.
I like white girls, but that's all we have.
Oh. Mari, I'm pretty sure you've told me a number of times that you hate Asians.
I once dated a girl who was half black, half Asian, so...
Okay, so you've dated...
I got that knocked out.
You've dated half an Asian in your life.
Have I dated any Asian? No, I guess that's the one.
I don't know what to say to this, except maybe you're crazy.
Yeah, this is...
Mari, you're making Mari mad. If you want some tips on how to make Asian boys angry with you, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe this isn't the best way. You know what?
What?
She's right. She doesn't know how to approach
that's
them.
That's true.
You're totally right.
Yeah. This is reverse racism, girl.
Or just regular kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. Look at Mari. He's just like a regular person. He's just a little different. He's more like a little animal.
Just talk to it.
It, whatever it is. Okay. Moving on. Oh, this is a response from my hero and yours, Mari.
Uh-huh.
The trombone hero.
Yeah.
And I had asked last week if it would be okay for us to post the song she sent in the show notes, and I made a number of requests.
And then sure, she actually did them.
Yeah. She says, sure, you can put the link to the video in the show notes if you want. I'm really not as good as you think I am, though. Anyway. And then she enclosed both a link to The Lonely Bull and Brazil.
Yeah.
The two songs I requested. And I watched them, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm not as good as you think I am. It's not about being... I'm not excited about this because you're some master of the trombone. Mm-hmm. Like you're some trombone virtuoso. That will come with time.
Yeah. Who's famous for playing trombone?
I'm sure if you asked her that, she would tell you like 10 people.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that's probably true.
It's not about that. You're very young. You look just young and fresh like a flower, and you're ready to bloom into this trombone virtuoso. It's going to take a little time, but that's mm-hmm. that's what I see. I see the potential and I see the passion. But I also see that you appear to be in a supply closet at your office.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, we're going to post these songs on in the show notes. And please, please be kind and supportive because it's so wonderful that she was willing to share these songs. But also please notice that from all appearances, she's sneaking into a supply closet during her lunch break.
Seems that way.
And playing the trombone. And maybe, her coworkers or whatever are outside.
Why does she keep playing trombone?
What is she doing in there? Does she think we don't know what she's doing in there?
I can totally hear her.
I can hear it all. thank you so much for the videos. Thank you for the requests. Mari, did you have any requests?
Oh, I don't know. I'm glad she played Brazil.
I love it.
It's also weird because we've mentioned the country Brazil like three times now, I think.
It's an important country.
In this episode.
It's an important song.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't want to like hit you with requests every time, but if you wanted to learn the Beatles song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? I think that would be kind of amazing.
That would be amazing.
I'm still dreaming of... We are so appreciative of the... theme song Baby Giraffes did for us, but our dream is still some kind of remixed version of Do You Want to Know a Secret? And if it could be like a trombone remix.
Is that our dream or is that your dream?
Okay, it's my dream.
Because I've never heard of this dream.
I thought I'd mentioned it to you. I love that song. I miss it, actually.
Uh-huh. It's,
and I would love a remixed Baby Giraffes trombone.
Baby Giraffes.
Baby Giraffe. Griff. Griff. Griff.
Did I told you I thought of a rap name?
Yeah, what's your rap name?
Wait, I forgot what it was. MF Looter?
MF Looter?
Yeah. It's from X-Files.
MF Looter?
It's Fox Mulder's pseudonym.
That's a great...
MF Looter?
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, so just now write some dope Dope Rhymes.
My other rap alias is
Agent Scully.
Is Alien Spaceship.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
No, what was it?
It's definitely Agent Scully.
It was something about Earl Grey. Maybe it was just Earl Grey. Oh, but I don't even like Earl Grey.
Fantastic.
So I'm on my way.
You're on your way. Good. No, I think we had some emails of people wanting you to get kickstart the old rap career, and it sounds like you're doing great.
Yep.
Next feedback. Hey there. I really enjoyed having Alyssa on the podcast. Not that I don't enjoy every episode or anything. I just really enjoyed having a female point of view on the show. We did too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I love Alyssa.
I think we would definitely like to have a visit from her in the future. Moving on. My guy is gay girl. This is all one word. Is that a rap name?
My guy is gay girl?
Yeah. No.
No, this is a bad name.
So she wrote in and we tried to give her, she was worried, you know, that her crush might be gay. And we said, just talk to him, go for it. And is this our first real success story?
I guess.
We give a lot of advice like this and I don't know that we've gotten a lot of.
Have we got any stories of failure?
No, but remember the shy girl that we wrote back like 15 times?
Well, she just didn't do anything.
Yeah, which makes me fear the worst. Shy girl, are you out there? Are you just smooching so much that you can't write?
Probably.
Pick up the phone? No, pick up your phone and write an email on it. My guy is...
You can do that with phones.
Yeah, you can. My guy is gay girl. We are in high school, and I took your advice and told him I liked him. He likes me, too. Things are going great. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Okay.
So...
Have fun with your gay guy.
Have fun with your gay boyfriend. Have such a good time. No, I was really touched by this because uh-huh. I'm troubled. I struggle with how to handle the show. And I worry, I don't want to, we never set out to be an advice show.
Yes.
And I worry that people aren't, you know, sometimes people complain about that. Sometimes people say they love that. And we really try hard to have a nice balance of things. So it's lovely to hear that something we said actually worked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Moving on. Actually, this is kind of a success story.
Oh yeah.
This was long, so I'm going to abbreviate a little bit. But hey, Scott and Murray, this is English Classroom Sex Girl from episode 8. I was out of town for a while and didn't listen to any of the podcasts, but I was delighted to come back and realize that I had been the pick of the week. And she goes on to say that it was a high school thing and that it. She is a she, and so is her girlfriend, which we made some assumptions, which we apologize for.
Mm-hmm.
Although that does kind of, for whatever reason, paints a different picture in my mind, because in my mind, it seems a little more difficult to have a quickie like that. And I'm sure that's probably not true, but I don't know. Just it seems like a little more complicated scenario to have a classroom quickie like that. But I'm confident.
I don't know what the, yeah.
I'm confident in your abilities. Totally believe in you. She says that when they, you know, they talked about going to the bathroom to masturbate. It was the ladies' room for both of them, but they had to choose different stalls because there were girls in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to scout it out and try it again.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is so great. I'm so glad. Thank you for writing back.
Actually, I have something to add to this. I was talking to Christina about this. This secret
mm-hmm.
coming in, this feedback. And she was saying that in her school newspaper, they had a little article about the best places to have sex on campus.
See, that's a problem, though, because then you get all the tourists, people are showing up.
But the weird thing is that it wasn't like, oh, you know, this corner is really dark and not a lot of people come by because classes aren't whatever. It was one of them was just rent a private study room in the library and have sex. And people do that all the time, apparently.
Interesting.
So the school knows, and everyone else knows.
Is there a tip jar or something? Is there like some CD underbelly?
I don't know. So yeah, that's a thing. I think you can even do that in your public library systems. Mm. You can rent out conference rooms.
Yes.
But they're kind of hard to come by sometimes.
Okay, so that is the end of the show. That is the end of episode 16. Mari, you have no show notes. I believe.
I don't think I do.
I have just a pear, and it's things I've mentioned before. I don't want to be.
I thought you meant a pear, like a fruit.
I've got a pear. It's delicious. I've got a couple of show notes, and I don't want to be a stick in the mud.
Why do you
got to
brag about your delicious pear?
Right, I'll split it with you. The first is we once again got some really nice emails. Uh-huh. And thank you so much for sending those in. People saying they like the show, that we help them out. We really like that. But just for general kind of we like the show stuff, if you could please, please, please go put that on iTunes, it would be so helpful to us. We would really appreciate that. And we did get a few more iTunes reviews. We actually got one that I thought was kind of actually a legitimately semi-critical review, but they still gave us 4 stars.
Totally.
Which was nice. That's great. You don't have to, we're not one of those people that say, oh, you have to give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well, we I like it.
It seems like they thought about it more.
Yeah. Know? And that isn't to say you should go give us all 1 stars. We have 1 1-star review and that's
yeah, if you really think totally about funny. It, we only deserve 1 star.
Yeah. No, So if you're going to, I mean, you took the time to write in the nice letter. We really appreciate it. But it would, I mean, we would like for other people to see that. And that rating will help us get more listeners. And so you're doing us a favor. You're telling us something nice. And you're maybe getting some more exposure for us, which we really appreciate. Secondly, and this one's a little similar, but kind of weird. We've increasingly been getting emails that are responses to other secrets that we've read. Mm-hmm. So people like are writing in advice for people or writing in like, well, tell this to that guy or whatever. And I mean, we loved that you guys are getting engaged and you guys have opinions about it and that you're interested in the show. That is awesome. But we're not going to read those probably.
Yeah.
Like maybe in a handful of cases we will, but in general, that's kind of a show discussion thing. And if you want to, Mari, where would you go if you wanted to discuss something related to Kiss and Tell?
Probably facebook.com/kissandtellcast.
And then you'd probably click on a button that said what?
Like? Or no, what, I discussions?
Click, I think you'd click discussions.
What about post?
Yeah. Click.
Share.
Click them all. Click all the buttons until you find discussions. Blink. No, if you've got something you want to talk about, go talk about it. And not only... I mean, we like the idea of there being a dialogue and that other people having opinions, and we certainly don't consider ourselves like the end-all experts on everything, but it's kind of a, writing in like that is sort of a limited thing, and if you want to talk about it and potentially be engaged, that's the place to do it. I will say that I hate Facebook and I will never use it, but if you want to, for now, that's the place to do it. And people, if people use that and seem to like it, at some point we might set up some forums. But for now, it's right there.
Yeah, you already have Facebook.
You already got it. Just go click it. For everybody else out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for sending secrets. It wasn't a record breaker, but we had a good we had a good volume this week.
Yeah.
We got a lot of feedback. We're getting a lot of feedback from listeners, and we got a lot of feedback. We're getting a lot of feedback from tellers. Secret tellers. We get a lot of feedback from tellers, which we like to hear.
Now
that
it sounds like bank tellers.
Oh
so,
man, that's different. We can't. We're getting a lot, and we don't. Please don't feel like we're ignoring you if we don't read it. We read it. We read all the feedback. We read it. We love it.
I don't read it.
Mine doesn't read it. Mine doesn't even listen to the show. I read it all, and I
read it.
I like it. Forgive us. We can't get to all of it. But please keep writing in. If you've got secrets, write them in. If you've got friends that got secrets, mm-hmm. write them in. If you have the password to your girlfriend's email account, use her email account to write in secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work? I don't think that works.
I guess so. Use your powers for good, not evil.
Yeah, not evil. That's the nexus. That's the point of it all. That's the hub is kissandtellcast.com/tell. Go there. Once you're there, once you send in your secret, tweet at us at kissandtellcast. Follow mm-hmm. us on Tumblr. Like us on Facebook. All that other nonsense. We are totally open to critical feedback too. So if there's something you would like or something you feel like we could do better, we will totally listen.
Mm-hmm.
We may not, you know, take it to heart and do it, but we will be receptive to anything anyone writes. Always.
Yes.
So that is it for episode Sweet 16. We will see you next week with episode Sweet 17, hopefully with a special guest.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Bye. Kiss and Tell Cast.